Advocacy group warns of Biden/Harris policies, turning energy independence to energy poverty. By Penny Starr on October 29, 2020. The Energy Workers Advocacy Group Power the Future has released a compilation of the kind of energy landscape Democrats envision in America, including Democrat presidential candidate former Vice President Joe Biden. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, told Breitbart News. Millions of men and women work in the energy industry. And when Vice President Biden threatens to end the fossil fuel industry, their jobs are on the line. We wanted to highlight who the real players in a Biden-Kamala Harris administration would be that would lead the bureaucracy to drive these energy workers into unemployment. It's not enough to see the radical proposals of the Biden-Harris agenda. Voters deserve to see who will lead the effort to ruin the economy by turning our energy independence into energy poverty, Turner said. Power the Future's compilation includes some highlights from Democrat House and Senate ad hoc climate change panels reports, policies that Turner believes will be embraced by a Biden/Harris administration. Impose a carbon tax. Democrats support a carbon tax on fossil fuels, which would mean higher prices for just about everything, especially higher electric bills, higher home heating costs, and higher prices at the gas pump. Decarbonize the electric grid, which means a grid free from fossil fuels, which will result in failing infrastructure like what is happening today in California with high-priced electricity and rolling blackouts. Destroy oil and gas production by reversing the Trump administration's efforts to deregulate U.S. energy production, which has resulted in U.S. energy independence. Subsidize the Global Green Climate Fund. This fund redistributes money from developed, for example, the U.S., to developing countries to address climate change. In 2014, President Obama committed $3 billion to the fund, of which the United States has transferred $1 billion so far. The House report endorses H.R. 4986, the Green Climate Fund Authorization Act of 2019, which allows more taxpayer money to be spent, while emphasizing the responsibility of the U.S. government to work with its global partners to promote environmental justice and climate justice. Ban the internal combustion engine by 2035. Democrats recommend establishing a national zero-emissions vehicle, ZEV, sales standard to ensure all light-duty vehicles sold by 2035 are zero-emission. Mandates on commercial buildings. Democrats want to retrofit and decarbonize 5 million commercial buildings and 125 million homes in the U.S., greening the financial system, along with central banks in Europe. Democrats support the international effort to stop banks from investing in fossil fuels, and for those that currently do, to force the gradual depletion of their investments over time. The House report recommends directing the Federal Reserve and other federal financial regulators, as appropriate, to identify and mitigate climate-related risks of large financial institutions through a comprehensive macroprudential framework. These measures, according to the House report, should include enhanced capital, stress testing, margin, portfolio limits, and divestiture to address climate-related risks. Energy powers everything in our nation, the economy, agriculture, defense. When energy is made expensive, everything follows with increased prices of food, consumer goods, transportation costs, etc. If Joe Biden wins, he will certainly get pushed to the radical left by the party and his vice president, and this means crushing the energy industry, Turner told Breitbart News. We put together this report to give the reader a glimpse of what our future could be with a radical, anti-energy, partisan group leading the Biden administration. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.